You're holding what Taftez Vav Amar Aleph here by the Mishnah. Yes, Mishnah says, Yechatis HaYochid, Chatis that belongs to a private person, the Yochid, Shechipru Balel, let's say the Bailam Haras Kapora. Supposedly means that you set aside one Chatis, and then you lost it, and you brought another one instead, and now you find the first one. So Lachor is Mace that has to die. This is one of the five special halakhal mashmisinais that by a chatis it's mace, so we have to let it die. The Shotziba, let's say this was a chatis Shotziba, also they lost it, and they brought another one, then they found the first one. Ain't the mesa, it doesn't have to die. The Tanakhama holds that this halakhal mashmisin was only said by a korban yochid, not by a korban tziba. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds Thomas, Rabbi Yehuda holds even by a korban tziba, also you have the halakhal mashmisinai that a chatis neschapa balea is lemisazla. That's an achlokes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yishimun and Yishimun says like this: Ma motzin, what we find, be vlad chatis, we have a korban chatis that gives birth to a vlad, or else of a tmuris chatis, you have a korban chatis and you made tmur on it, or else of a chatis shemesa baleo, you had a korban Reuven set aside a korban chatis, and then Reuven died. So these three things, the aloch rizis lemisa's law, but vor mamurim biyochid, these things only apply by korban sibor, by korban yochid, v'loy b'tzibor, not by korban sibor. There is a korban tzibor can't have a vlad. Then a korban tzibor is only from a zocher, not from an akeva. And there's no din tmura by a korban tzibor. And you can't have mesa balu either. But the tzibor, you can't have the old tzibor dies. So those three halachos do not apply by korban tzibor. So he says also then, af shekdit, and af the other two halachos out of these five halachos l'mashim sinais, af shekipro baleho, that's another one. In the case we had a kapor already, what do we do with the leftover chatis? Whereas viv rishnosa, the chatis is only supposed to be with the korban on 1 year old. When it becomes more than a year old, so we say that halachas lemisazla. So biyochid v'mamurim, all these five halachas, like you have to have, all five apply. So just like the first three only apply to a korban yochid, and these are the five halachas that a tmura of a chatis goes lemisa. If you have a chatis of lat chatis goes lemisa. Or else, Mesa Bala goes Lemisa. But just like the first three halachas only apply by Korban Tzibor, not by Korban Yochid, not by Korban Tzibor, so what in these last two halachas also, even though the Mitzias you could find by Korban Tzibor, but the halacha is not there, it's not Lemisa Ozla. It's only by Korban Yochid. So Chur Reb Shimon like is like being Masber, saying a sword in the Tanakhama, that the halacha that Chatis is Lemisa Ozla was only said by Korban Yochid and not by Korban Tzibor. Yeah. Because really these last two things would apply by korban tzibor. You could have it that the korban became too old, or you could have it that nischapu the chapur biachar, that the tzibor lost the first korban, they brought another one, and now you find the old one. Even though it's metzias and fine, but that's the locha, it's not lemisos, only by korban yochid. Another more says, Torah Rabbanan like this, Malwaim, what does the pasuk say, chatis yovi? So Rashi says, means lomli lemisla. Why does the pasuk in Vayikra have to say im keves yovi karbonoi lechatis? Why does it have to say the word yovi for? It just should have said im keves karbonoi lechatis. If you bring in a keves, a lamb, let it be a chatis. What's the extra word im keves yovi? What's the word yovi doing there? So Mora says it means teach us minayin. How do we know what to say lemaktish chatosoi v'yovda? You first maktish karbon for your karbon chatis, and you lost it. You set aside a second one instead of the first one, and then v'nimta sarishayna. Before you even brought the second one, you now found the first one. So it comes out you have two korban chatzes here, arishayna kayemis v'reishteim oimdus. Both of them are in front of you. Seminayin. How do I know to say that sheizim hem shiir tiyovi? Whichever one you want, you could bring. Does this not call like a chatzes shekipru baleo to say lemisazlo? Because here, before you brought the second one, you found the first one. So they're both here in front of you. So how do I know to say you have your choice, whichever one you want? Tamalema, that's this posik of Chatis Yovi. Mashri could bring whichever one you want. That's what it says in Kevis Yovi Karbonoi. Teaches Yovi means whichever one you want, you could bring. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yovi Shteyim maybe could bring both of them. Like both could be a Korban Chatis for you. Maybe bring both of them. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, the end of the Pasuk says, Yiviyeno. Rashi says, say for the cross, the end of the Pasuk, Nikeva Tmima Yiviyeno. Mashmachas Lashtam, you can only bring one and not two. So you only have your choice, whichever one of these two you could bring. So one you bring for Chatis. The Yosef Shnia, what do we do with the second one? My Tei Oliha, what do we do with the second one? So Amar Rabbi Amnuna, Amnuna like this, that Tani we learned, Rabbi Yuduai Metiror, Rabbi Yudol's, let it pasture in the fields, and then when it comes about Mum, you could be Poydirit. So that's Rabbi Yudol, you could be Poydirit. Rabbi Shimon Armano Thomas, that the second one that you don't use is Thomas. Rashi says why? Because it's considered like a chatas yochid. Shekipur balehi. This is also called a chatas that the owner had its kapara with one korban. So the second one is also lemis osla. That's Rav Shimon's case. Even though they were both fit to be brought, whichever one you want, but once you choose one, that's it. The other one goes lemisa. That's Rav Shimon's svara. So first the question is it true? When the yomer of Yehuda Tiroi, is it true that Rav Yehuda holds a shita that he let a pasture in the fields and then be poyder it? I have Rav Yehuda Thomas Shemin and Lei. Rabbi Yehuda is the one in the Mishnah that says that even by a korban tzibur, still we say lemisa ozla. You see, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says lemisa. Rashi says, Dochi shamalev mastisna filo gabi tzibur, v'chol shechein yochid, if he holds by a korban tzibur, lemisa ozla, so for sure, by a korban yochid, it should be lemisa ozla. So I can say, Rabbi Yehuda holds tiroa, for sure, this should be called the chata shekipru baleo, it should be lemisa. Zemora says, no. Rabbi Yehuda Thomas Shemin Lei, Apis, I'm going to change it around. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Thomas, that's Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says in this case the second one has to die. And Rabbi Shimon is the one that says Tiro, you can let a pasture in the fields. So the question is this true? Well, Miyam Rabbi Shimon, Tiro, is it true Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Shimon holds the second one. After you brought the first one, the second one, then you can let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum. Then you can pointer it. I have Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shimon holds that Chomesh Chatois Mesois. There are five Chatois that are Mesois. And a korban by a korban yochid for sure he holds it. Says so. This should be one of the chomish chatoyis. One of these five halachah l'moshe mesinas are that if you have a korban chatis shekipru b'lev the bialim had its kapor already that it goes l'misa azla. So how could it say if Shimon holds tiro it should be l'misa azla? So my answer is like this: the pchal does not tiro. Elu liyadam l'tepil. Do not change it around. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says here tiro. I believe Kash the Chur. There's a question though of Yehuda in the Mishnah, the one that says even by Korban Chatis he also goes lemisa. So Pshita Korban Yochid should be lemisa. So Mura says no. Levelai Kash has no stira. Kan biyavuda b'shar shafrosha. When do we say it's lemisa ozla? That when you're mafresh the second one, the first one was lost. Biyavuda b'shar shafrosha. Kan biyavuda. What gish should be kan? The first gish says what? Yud. Sheet to say here. Kan bavuda v'shasha frosha. Kan biyavuda v'shas kapora. Right. That's nafkamina. One who was ovud v'shasha frosha only. Rashi is like this. Ovud v'shasha frosha. That means shaloi v'shas kapora. That means the nimtze serishoyna koydim shneschapu v'shniya. That's what we're talking about over here. That you found the first one before you brought the second one. So now, since both of them are fit to be brought, you have a choice, one of the two. So since you have the choice, either one of them, it's not a din l'misozla. Here of you degrees, that's only yiro. When does he say in the Mishnah that that's l'misozla, that's bashas kapora. Meaning to say, you lost the first one, and now you brought a second one, and you were makar of the second one. So when you makar of the second one, that's it. That's for sure the korban chatis. The first one is nitche. It's not fit to be brought for korban chatis. That's the loch of chata shekipra baleo, then it goes lemisa. But now a case here in the Braista where you found the first one before you brought the second one, so now the din is, Yavi says you have a choice, whichever one you want to bring, so that's not called lemisozla. That's the Yudhi Svara. And if Shimon holds no, even in this case also still lemisozla. The boy is saying another pshat could be like this, no. Idi vidi vishas afrosha. Both could be talking about that you was only lost vishas, you brought the you were mafresh the second one. But you found the first one before you brought the second one. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. There, Rabbi Yehuda says, L'misozlo. So it's Shver, how come here in the Brice, he says, L'yiro. Full of cash, I'll answer you. Hor Rabbi Yehuda, Liba, the Rebbe. Hor Rabbi Yehuda, Liba, the Rabbonin. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, according to different sheetahs, Saka Machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbonin. Rashi says, Mathis in the Kamal, the Rabbi Yehuda, Thomas, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Kamal, Liba, the Rebbe. The Yomel Kamom of Lot will have Rebbe next parak. The Mishnah Avud the B'shas Hafrosha Avu Bishanim says Kaidun Kapor Mesa. So that's Rebbe Shita later. That as long as B'shas you are Mafresh the second one, the first one was lost. So now you can only bring one. The second one is Lamisa's law. So Tatat Reb Yudin now Mishnah says Lamisa, that goes according to Rebbe Shita. And that in the Bryce here, Reb Yudin holds Tiro, that's going according to the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan argue later and hold no, that's only Lamisa if Bishas Kapara you didn't find the first one, it was lost. But if you found the first one before the Kapara, then it's not Lamisa Azla. Now then, what's the question? Is that true? Mikulamandiyama, Chatis Tziva, Shekirpro Balea Mesa, like we're saying in our Mishnah, Reb Yudin is the one that says Thomas. That even by Korban Tziba, it also be Tamas. The first question is, Shaykh to say that the Chatis Tziba, Shekipru Baleha, means to say that the Korban Tziba, the Tziba set aside one Korban, and they lost it. And then they brought another one, and that one they brought for Korban. And now they find the first one, that's called Shekipru, they already have the Kapara. So is it true that Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, Reb Yudin says in the Mishnah, that's Lemisa's law, Haivotani, we learn like this. We learned that a similar halacha we found. Rashi says lo yispara sheikh koi. Doesn't know where it says this, but for a time learn like this. Kiyotzeboy. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rashi says like this. That the apostle in Ezra says haboyim mehashri when they came back from the captures b'nei hagoyla. It says hakrivu oilus. So the apostle said lachay Yisrael. The Mor says hakrivu oilus. It says porim. How many porim did they bring? Shnei moser. They brought 12. The pasuk says, "I'll call you soil." Then the Mor says, "Elim, how many elim there brings isle rims?" Tishim, the pasuk says, "Tishim b'shisha should be." They brought 96. Kvosim, how many lambs did they bring? Shivim b'shiva, 77. The pasuk says, "Tiparei agmar sirei chatois shnei masa." Then they brought 12 chatois, and the pasuk ends off and says, "Hakol oilu l'Hashem." All of these were all considered like a korban oilu. That's what the pasuk says. So, more the question: how could that be? Fachatis mikorv oilo. It says that now there were 12 chatois. How could the pasuk enough to say the rule of korban oilo? How was the chatis a korban oilo? So, more it says, Omar Rovo. It means to say that these chatois was ki oilo, like a korban oilo. That ma oilo just like a korban oilo ain't in the chelis. You can't eat it, but the whole thing is burnt. Is af chatois? These 12 chatois here ain't in the chelis. Were not edible. You cannot eat them. Meaning to say what? That this was not a chates achitzain, but it was a chates apnim, that the whole thing was supposed to be burnt. Why? Sure, Rabbi Yosi learned from this posik that I'll avoid the Zorah, Heviyim, that when they came up in Ezra and they came back to Eretz Israel, they brought these 12 chatois for a chet that Klai Yisrael did before in the chet of avoid the Zorah. So it was a chates apnim that's called Sirim Anasra from the whole thing is burnt. There's no part that's edible. And the Yomer Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, what was this chet? Al avoy de zora she'osu b'meitzit kiyo. That this was caused by the chet that Klai Yisrael did b'shas the time that said kiyo. So even though at that time they didn't bring the korban, now when they came up in Ezra, now's the time they brought the korban. That's what this chet is, has a look like a korban early, meaning to say, those things burnt. So Gemara says, Kasaka, that in half a minute is, that Laman de Yisleich chet is sivash neschapra b'lea meisa. If the old disalach applies to korban tziba, if they had a kapor already, is this lenam? The also all the other halacha that chatas tziba shemesa balea misa the korban tziba if the bialim died it should be lemisa azlo. So according to Reb Yudin Shita should be shred this pasuk here in Ezra. For hocho dika de mesa balea. However, all the people of Tzidkiyahu's times died already for a time of Ezra. The korban still they brought a korban chatas to mechaper on them. By korban tziba, even though the owners, the bialim died, the whole tziba died already, still they bring the korban. We don't have this halach of these five halachas to say it's lemisa asla by korban tziba. So according to Kasha and Abiyuda, how did you learn this pasuk here? Here it's mashma that this chatas was like an oila, meaning to say it was a chatas apnim that those things was burnt because it was brought on the chet of avodah zarah that did be made to kiyo, and all those people died already. So where it says, Amar Papa. Filo lamandiyom, even the one that holds, no. Chatis tziba shekipra baleha. Misa, even if you want to say, then the case where the tziba lost the korban, and they brought another one. So they had the kapor already. The first one goes the misa, but I'll tell you, chatis tziba shemesu baleha, the case say if the chatis belong to the tziba, and the whole tziba dies, still ain't a mesa, then it's not mes. What's the reason why not? The fishein at tziba mesa, because that's a klal, a tziba is never called dead. Even though they died, by the time they have children, the children take over, it's never called like they did. So therefore, it's not shver why they brought this korban al b'mayezra for the chet that was done b'shas tidkiyo. Like we'll soon see. The Gemara says, minole l'rapopo, has rapopo not to say the svara, that the tzibra is not mesa. In any if you want to tell me, Mishum, this is what the pasuk says, tacha salvo yisecho, yiyobonecho, so Rashi's kolaymar, debonim hevi b'mkaimom, the children is like they're still alive. Mishum hochi, korba chatos, and that's why they're able to bring this chatos now. Even though the tzibra at that time died already, but the kids are alive now. For the Gemara, that's a svara by korban tzibra, yochi, afilu yochanami, say the same svara by korban yochan also then. But how can you say korban yochan? Is the lemisa's law, why? They have children. Let's be called the Mesa Baleo. El here. So you see what? When the father dies, it is called Mesa Baleo. So by Tibur also. So Moses says, no. El rather the Haino Taima Shein Tibur Mesa. What the reason why Tibur is not Mesim? Misira Regolim, we bring a Raya. Veroshi Chadoshim, we bring a Raya from the Korbans that are brought on Yom Tovim, and was brought on Rosh Chodesh. The Yom Rachmon Torah says, I sinu mitruma salishcha. That you bring these Korbanis from the Truma Salishka, the money that was collected on Adar by the Machsa Shekel. So the question is, how can we use the money now at the end of the year? Maybe somebody that put money into the Pushka died in the middle of the year. So by the Yontif at the end, how could you bring the Korban from his money? He only died already. Maybe the money using now is from the money that somebody that died. So how could you use the money? Then there's a proof that ain't that tzibah mesim. That if a tzibah, we never consider the mesim. Even though the person died, so what? That's not a psul by tzibah. So he's bringing a proof from a pasuk, but he doesn't say what the raya is. Rashi says, Elohain, not having a mesim, Rashi says, Hainu taimu adiena tzibah mesim, Shein din chate shemesa balea betzibah, Misir misofer regolem, Rosh Kadoshim. Stam, that's the halacha. V'yom rachmon asinu mitruma salishcha. Still, we don't say it. He doesn't say Claude has, but why not? But we don't say it. Now the Gemara says, another terrorist could be like this. That really know. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be a psul of Baichat Sibur Shemesa Baleho. If they really died, you cannot bring the korban. They brought the korban. I'll tell you, boys, same old kiyak revinu lani chatois achayak revinu. They brought on the people that are still alive right now. There were still people that were alive from that chet of tikiyo. They said the pasuk says, "V'rabim mekhanam alviim for Rosh Yovas haskenim ashero es abayis arishon biyosto ze abayis is boichim bekel gadol v'rabim betrua." So Mashmu, they were crying much for the chet that they did of Avoy the Zara, so they brought the korban not for the people that died already in Echonami. For those that died already, it's called the korban Sibush Tishem Mesa Baleo. You can't bring the korban. But they brought the korban for the people that are alive right now. Rashi says, I mean, the loisen shoy adayin chayin min oivdim Avoy the Zara b'metzi kiyon. He says, V'rabim b'trua oisen shloi roes abayis harishon oyu achshem reim v'smechim. So Mora says, maybe there are only meat the people alive right now. And on a meat, you don't bring a korban tzibur. Each one should have brought his own chatis for the chet that he did. Samar says no. The Motus Armut Nechsevit says, lo hikar om b'truah v'simcha, l'kol b'chi om. The mashma l'kol b'chi om, mashma was an am, Rashi says, al merabim hoyu avoychim. Al amreim, there was more crying than screaming. Mashma, there were more that did the chet that were still alive right now. So there was like a rabbin that was still alive right now. So kids, so this chatas was brought for the people that are alive in Echonami. The people that are dead already can bring a carbon for them. Only for the ones that are alive right now. Now the Gemara Stami is the kasha. Veichim makrivelu, how could they bring a chatas for that chet of the avodah zarah b'shasit kiyo for rei mezid demoyu? At that time they were amazed. So you can't bring a carbon for amazed, only for shaygig. Om Rav Yechon atay in Echonami, hayroyis shohoyis was a special aloch here. A special psak halacha only for this one case, but really, after the mezid, it was a mechuyev chatis. And hachadam is telling this svar also, because the leptei mechuyev, I'm not going to say like this, sabish leima porim usirim kineged shnei mosa shvatim. That's what it says, that they brought 12 karbonis here, that's kineged the yud vei shvatim. El kvosim, but that's what it says before, it says they brought 77 kvosim kineged me. What do they have to bring so many lambs for? Elit must be, the pshat is, was a special halacha over there. Wasn't stamas the korban chatish shabai, was a special halacha, therefore we can learn out from over here. Namor says, Tanan Hossam learned over there, Gemara and Saito, that Mishemes Yosef ben Yoezer is Tzereda, when Yosef ben Yoezer was Nifta. The Yosef ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim, is Botluha Ashkolis. It was Botlu, there's no more people called Ashkolis. What does that mean, cluster of grapes like? It means Ish Shakol Boy, a man that has everything. Rashi says, Shakol Boy means Torah has the Yereschet of Gemilas Chasodim. I, V'yomer of Yudom HaShmuel, Kol HaShkolosh Shom Dulhem L'Yisrael, M'yemais Moshe Ad Shemais Yosef Ben Yoezer, is all the HaShkolos, all the people that knew everything, that stood up from the times of Moshe until Yosef Ben Yoezer was Nifter, Hoyu L'meidim Torah K'Moshe Rabbeinu, they can mamish learn Torah the same way like Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah. But Nikan V'elach afterwards, L'hoyu L'meidim Torah K'Moshe Rabbeinu, then afterwards, they cannot learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. That's what he says. So this the Gemara is, I, V'omer of Yehuda Mashmuel, that Shloshes Alpayim Alochas, there were 3,000 Alochas, Nishtachu were forgotten, B'nei Avela Shemaisha, B'shas Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, Chlaias were forgot 3,000 Alochas. So how could you say all these generations afterwards, they learned the same amount of Torah just like Moshe Rabbeinu? Aye, it's not true. They forgot 3,000 Alochas here. So how could you say they learned the same amount? Smur says true. The Ishtakach Lu Ishtakach. The halachas that they forgot, that we're not saying they learned. But all we're saying is, oh, the gemirulu. But the halachas that they did learn, the ones that they did not forget, is heavy gemira k'Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew it clear and claw, just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. For the Gemara still alive, what Tanya we learned that mishemais Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was meis, against the says, though we learned that Mishemais Moshe, after Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, it says it depends on the Hatmach Leukis, and then Im Rabu Mitamim, if the Tzib, but they're most of the Chom, instead of Tomei Timu, then the Chom went Basar Roiv, and instead of Tomei Im Rabu Torim, if most of them said it's Tor, Tiaru. So according to Kashra, you see they did not know the Lachas Klo anymore. That after Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Tzveikis ready. They had doubts what the Lachar is. And therefore, they had to go Basar Roiv. So how could you say they learned the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu learned? So Marin says, Liboyi Dimayatu. Taka, their hearts were much less. Now Rashi says, Halev Nismayat, the heart became less. They didn't know that much. They didn't know how to bring back the lochas they forgot. Hilkach. Voyachokim bim. Voyachu, they weren't after them rubim. That was the lochas they forgot. But Migmar have a Gemirulu K'Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, but Loisa and Shla Nishtachu, but the Locha that they did not forget, that they knew clearly like Moshe Rabbeinu, was no machlokes about that. Now the Masdis and the Brice learned like this. Tony, we learned that Kol Ashkolis, all these people that knew everything, Shomdu Li Yisrael Miyamais Moshe at Shemais Yosef Ben Yoezer, like we said before, Istereda, is Lohoye Bem Shum Daifi. There was no Daifi means. So Rashi says, "Kesatadach doifu shochet," means they had no chet at all. Levoye bashkol l'shom the panasayim shay Yisrael. He's panasayim, the one that led Klai Yisrael. They had no chet at all. They can't be like after these times. Hoye them shum doifu. Even the panasayim, the leaders of Klai Yisrael had a chet. For the Gemara Batani, we learn like this: Maisid once happened b'chosidech with one chosid shay goynech mliboy. He was like screaming from his heart. He had pain. He had heart pains. Rashi's soyek mikoyev liboy. He had bad heart pains. He started to cry because of that. So he showed the reference to the yester doctors. V'yomu, they said to him, "Ein loy takona." There's no way he'll fix himself up to get better. Ad she yonek cholov resech till he nurses sucks out hot milk. Shachris in the morning, because he should suck the milk from the animal itself. So that's what happens. V'viu eiz, they brought him a goat. The koshula b'kroy mitosa, they tied it onto his bedside. V'ayonik amenu, every morning he would suck from it, nurse from it, cholof, every fresh milk. L'mocha, the next day, nichnus to chaver l'vakra, the chachomim came into him v'vakra chayla. Kiv and Shiro, when they saw this, they saw this like this. Listem mezuyim atech beisoy, v'yonu nichnosim l'vakroy. This person has listem mezuyim in his house, we should go visit him. The Vasuzi Rashi says, listem mezuyim, means you have an arm rabba like, behem madaka. And you can't watch it. You can't watch it, and it goes in for shep fields, and sheps in other places, in other fields. So you're over Nisa Gezel, like we'll soon see. The Chum said, "Do not keep a not behemoth duck in Eretz Yisrael." So they said, like, since he has this list of mezuzahs, house we can't stay there. You're in the chnos and the back roy. So what happened was Yoshua, they sat down in the book, they checked them out. The only chet they found about him, Bovad. And the Yafu, even this chesed also, Bishas Misos, the time when he died, he said like this upon himself. I know about myself. Shein Biyov, and I have no chet really. Only this one chet that he took an Aiz into his house. Shavati al Divri Chaver, I was over, I didn't listen to what my Chaver and the Chacham and Paskin. Shrei Omru, the Chacham said like this. Shrei Omru Chachamim. A Megadlin Behem Madak of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise a Behem Madak in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Rabbonin, Vanach Rabbonin of Yuda Bar Eloi, from Yuda Ben Baba. So, that's what Chacham said. Now the Kaimlum, we hold the Kolhechad, the Yama Maisa, the Chosnech, whatever the more says of Maisa, the Chosnechad, it's Oy Rev Yehuda ben Baba, or Rev Yehuda ben Eloi. And Verabonin, Bosa Yosef ben Rez Yisraida. Meaning these two Rabbonin, either Rev Yehuda ben Baba, Rev Yehuda ben Eloi, were many generations after Yosef ben Rez. Verabonin, these two Rabbonin was Bosa Yosef ben Rez Yisraida, Dori Dor Hevi. There were a lot of Doris afterwards. And still it says, what le'motzu b'oven, alma le'hoye b'em doifus. You see, even the panosim later, they didn't have any doifus, they didn't have any chet. So how could you say only the panosim up until this time had no chet? Here at Samashma, even generations afterwards also they have no chet. So Marin says, Enechnami, Omer Rabbi Yezer, Yezer Vinson, Dab Tezayim, it means doifus shal smicha katoni, that's what it means to say. Rashi says, the Yad Yezer ben Yezer, le'nech l'ku b'smicha, there's no machlekes by giving smicha. For loy bishrim dover, shadayin loy nismaitla, they didn't forget learning. Loch inoch at smicha, the yoysa machlekes, that's the first machlekes, about hilka smicha. Shenechlo bechachomim me'oilom. O me yoysa ben yuezav yelach, hoye bem doifi shal smicha, shenechlo be smicha shlomim, beyomta, kremina bechagiga. Shama yerma lismach, hil loy mechlonis lismach. That was what the first machlekes there was, between hil and beshamai, where you make a smicha on a korban shlomim on yontov or not. It means to say, up until that time, there's no machlekes. That's what it means to say. Omer Rabbi Yosef shal smicha katani. From first question, is that true? I vo Yosef ben Yereza gufa mitzvah plugiyosa ra machlekes besmicha. So it says, ki if ligo bo besoifshin at the end of his years, the bots a libo when he forgot his learning a little bit. But not at the beginning. All right, we'll stop here.